I think you're emphasizing that there has to be suitable conditions with us if there is going to be any kind of gain of the glory of God. As you were saying, Emil, you know, the shepherds had to be occupied with something that has a positive character, or else there would not have been the glory of God appearing. Simeon, on the other hand, is a man who is occupied with the greatness of God's thoughts, so that the Spirit of God can leave an impression upon him, and he ultimately lifts up in his arms the babe. So is Anna, one who is involved in suitable exercise, that there could be a response. So don't expect, if my occupation is with down here and things of an earthly character, that I'm going to get the gain of such exercises and be in remnant conditions. We need to be persons who have a suitability about us that relates to all the interest of God, so that God can come in and give us the opening up of his glory in the person of Christ.
I'd like to just carry on with this thought just quickly, because we have heard that the main characteristic of this remnant really comes from Malachi, which is fearing the Lord. But out of that fear, I would like to suggest four anchors of the remnant that God looks for. The first thing that we have heard is that there was, Emil, you mentioned the young people, but you'll agree with me, there was a younger sister before the shepherd, and that her name was Mary. And one would say to a vessel, a young sister, carrying forth, if you will, making application for the young sisters, carrying forth the testimony, the Lord Jesus himself. But I would like to suggest these four anchors, if you will, and I'll leave it to you. The first characteristic that should be seen, that was seen in the remnant, is really priestly service. And that is to say, you and I, old and young alike, have the right to approach the presence of God, and brethren, we have to take advantage of it. God gives this character to a remnant. It's seen in the remnant. There were sisters that were very prominent in that remnant. And I would like to suggest that the second one is submission. God is looking for individuals who are willing to submit themselves to the right of the Lordship. Because in every individual of this remnant, you would read the name Lord. In every one of them. You can go to them and see that the Lordship is mentioned in relation to them, to submission. That when you come to Simeon and Anna, another feature that should be seen in a remnant condition, and that is this. Simeon was waiting for, there was the hope, and Anna was praying night and day. And brethren, we are living in a time, we are so much full of ourselves, that we have no time to be dependent upon God, and we have no time to be occupied with the coming forth of Christ. We are so much occupied with our present circumstances and becoming blinded with these things. And if I may suggest the shepherds, you know what? The Spirit of God does not do mistakes, and thank God. One important element that is needed is the shepherding care amongst the saints of God. Because I don't want you to think, Emil has explained to us what's a remnant. But I don't want the saints to think that amongst the remnant there is no element of weakness and imperfection. There's much of it. After all, we have heard about John's father, Zechariah, that he was a dumb priest. He couldn't say anything. He was in disbelief. But I don't want the saints to think, when we talk about this remnant, that it's a perfect company. There is a lot of failure. What is needed in the presence of failure? This fourth element and fourth anchor, if you will, and that is shepherding care amongst the people of God. Brethren, they were taking care of the flock of God. And we are living in a time, you look around us, and God help us to see these shepherds that are taking care of the flock. May the Lord raise this, really, this gift, this element that is needed much, is the shepherding care amongst the people of God.
What do we say about three men that we see in the 14th chapter of the book of Ezekiel? There you have Job, and Daniel. I think they are wonderful men. Of all that we can men who feared God, men who those days, terrible times, trouble, departure, no man cared about God. But God in his goodness brings before us three men in the different spheres who feared God, who loved God, who was obedient to God, who not they speak to us in portions like these that we are reading today.
Just so our time is getting ahead of us, but our brother Brian's going to read because we also have, there's remnant conditions, but there's also those who had no interest in the coming of the Lord. And there's even those powers that resisted and would not desire that coming at all. So Brian's going to read some verses for us from Luke as well.
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4. Starting verse 28, after the Lord spoke of the salvation of the Syrian widow, or the Sidonian widow, and the Syrian captive. It says, those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. Just moving down to verse 32. This is later on in the term, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out aloud with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. Turning to chapter 23. Verse 18, we're familiar with the scene. They all cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, and release him to us, Barabbas. Now in verse 24, and Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required it. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, and they desired that he deliver Jesus to the Lord.
Just a brief thought here. The remnant look forward to and long for the coming of the Lord Jesus. As we see in what was referred to Zechariah's words, prophetic words, and Simeon said that he would be a light unto the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. But there was that characteristic of the world that did not want such an introduction of the Lord Jesus into the scene, did not want his authority, did not want his righteousness, even though they benefited from his works. We read this. He had done works that none other man did, yet they did not want his person. They liked the benefits, but not his person. And we live in the same world. The world hasn't changed a bit. It has the same attitude. And where there's not reception of Christ in a heart, we see an attitude of rejection and resistance to his person and to his authority. And we even see this in the powers of darkness. It's referred to in the Gospels often that there is a resistance. There's a recognition of who he is. The demons know. They saw Jesus. They saw him. They knew that he was the Holy One of God. Men couldn't see that. But they could see that. But instead of bowing down in worship, they didn't want him. They say, let us alone. This is the attitude of the world, and this is the attitude of the powers of darkness. Leave us alone. We don't want to be bothered with your presence. And so may the Lord help us. We can look at this for a short bit, then we can look at the final section, maybe in the last 15 minutes.